The Almond Board of California is doing a great job marketing almonds around the world. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Daniel Sumner is a distinguished professor, agricultural and resource economics at UC Davis. He said there's only so many almonds we can all eat.
They're going to face competition. There are lots of crops trying to do exactly that, and many of us have gotten about as fat as we can get, so we can't eat that much more total. So, you know, we have to be, the total size of the belly is limited. What we are talking about is people upgrading their diets all over the world, and almonds are an important part of that. Tree nuts in general and almonds are an important part of that, upgrading the diet around the world to a crop that people both enjoy and is pretty good for them.
And Sumner said the many different products with almonds in them is a significant part of the demand.
In the U.S. market, the almond milk phenomenon certainly has been an important, and almond flour and other things. It is a modern crop. It's a modern food for a generation of consumers that are looking for plant-based proteins. And in that sense, it will compete with especially dairy products, but other animal proteins as well. It's not a direct competitor for some of the plant proteins in the sense that it's expensive. So if I'm going to eat, you know, almond butter versus some peas and beans, the almonds are expensive relative to those.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.